What is one of the characteristics of little kids? Zest. You know it. You call it various things. I wish I had the energy in my little finger that... No, an energy in my body that kid's got in his whole little finger. Right? Little kids are naturally happy. They're naturally zestful. Their normal state is upbeat. It truly is. They got to be in bad circumstances. Most of them, anyway. Come on, we're talking generalities here. But the general state of a little kid is upbeat. That should remain throughout childhood, for the most part. Look at the zest and the energy level of 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds. They are. They're less prone to depression. They are, naturally speaking, they are higher energy. They attack life more. Call it vinegar. That's what would make this phenomenon we're witnessing all the more perplexing. Teenagers. The acceptable persona of teenagers is, yeah, whatever. Malaise. Oh, yeah, that stinks. Oh, that is so lame. There is this kind of overall blah that people say defines teenagers. If you have a kid like that, and you describe that child to one of your friends, or to an expert, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear, oh, yeah, I know, that's the way they are. Isn't that something? That's just a 14-year-old for you. We've come to accept that the natural zest of childhood somehow gets killed, squashed, dies out when you hit 13, 14, 15, 16. Naturally, it does. There's something about teen development. Physiologically speaking, hormonally speaking, developmentally speaking, that makes them go through this period of just, whatever. And they can still get excited, but they get excited over a much narrower range of things. The things they get excited over are generally peer group defined as cool. The rest of the stuff, family stuff, life stuff, entertainment stuff that is outside the box of what teenagers decide is cool entertainment, is, yeah, okay, whatever. It has occurred to me that is absolutely abnormal, in my opinion. That's right. I don't think it's normal. I think it is Western culture teen normal, but I don't think it's normal to the state of a teenager. I think teenagers as a group would be very zestful. They would be very upbeat. They would be energetic and fun, lively. Except we've created a surrounding culture that is nothing but go, go, get, do, do, have, more, go, go, now, stimulate. As a result, the kids have just come to more narrowly get excited over anything. They've seen so much. They've done so much. They have so much. They have so many options. They have so many choices. They have so many good things coming out. They got so much technological stimulation that it's like, I don't want to go there. That's like boring. That's lame. Whatever. I heard someone talking about that recently, talking about how child doesn't really want to be around him anymore, isn't excited to be around him, kind of just goes into this funk when they're not doing something teen-like, as they define it. And of course, this parent accepted that as teens, just the way it is. You got to hold your nose, put up with it until they're 19 or 20 or 21, and then they become human again. I don't buy it. And you know one of the more common reasons? Doing a field experiment that I believe gives weight to the fact that this is not the normal way? Homeschoolers. Whatever you say about homeschoolers, one thing is clear. They are nowhere near as immersed in the teen culture. The teen culture that looks at life as blasé. Whatever. Homeschoolers as a group seem to me, just from my observations, to have more of a zest for life. More of an excitement about being around big people. See, that one of the things that teens don't like, they don't like to be around big people all that much. You know, they're kind of cloistered in their little peer group. Well, homeschoolers, they're much more excitable and comfortable around big people. They have more zest. They like their little brothers and sisters, and they're not totally ashamed to acknowledge it. It's because I believe they're not as shaped by the peer group norms, one of which, a dominant norm, is, yeah, whatever, that's lame. And I got to being sad about that. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was getting my hair cut. It's a sad thing that that zest, that natural, innate zest of being a kid and a teenager goes away. And it goes away because I believe it's pushed away. It doesn't go away because it's developed away.